I'm Carol Hills, and you're tuned to The World. This is the time of year that top professional soccer leagues all across the globe are starting up again. The end of summer also means the start of the fall soccer season for school kids here in the U.S. And one topic that's coming up more and more for both the pros and the young players is what to do about concussions. This week, a group of parents filed a lawsuit in California aimed at changing how soccer's governing bodies deal with concussions. And The World's in-house soccer expert William Troop is here to tell us more. And William, what's the lawsuit all about?
Well, the lawsuit is against FIFA, the world governing body for soccer, but also against U.S. organizations like U.S. Soccer, which governs the pro sport, and U.S. Youth Soccer, which governs how kids play the sport. And it mentions two things. One is how to protect young kids from incurring brain damage when they head the ball. But also it raises this question of, once there is a concussion somewhere on a field, whether it's among the pros or among young players, what to do about it? That's really the key question.
And, of course, we saw some pretty tough concussion episodes in the World Cup this summer. I imagine that has something to do with this.
That has a lot to do with it. I mean, there was specifically a case involving a German player during the World Cup final between Germany and Argentina back in July, who was clearly concussed after getting a knock to the head, clearly confused, was sent back into the field within a minute of incurring that head injury. Continued to be confused. It's emerged since then that this guy was asking the referee during the game, "What game is this? Is this a final?" You know, and this is one of the top players in the world, and his health was put at serious risk by basically the decision to throw him back into the game right away.
One question I have is FIFA, I think of as the governing body for, you know, soccer around the world, and what role does it have in American youth soccer?
Well, all soccer organizations, whether it's for the pros or youth soccer, abide by the same rules of the game that are stipulated by FIFA. So FIFA has a lot of say about what can or cannot happen during a game. And key to that debate is FIFA's very rigid rules about substituting players, at least at the professional level. Unlike youth soccer games that that Americans are very familiar with, where you can substitute players in and out all the time, in the professional game, FIFA mandates that you cannot substitute a player temporarily. You know, a player who comes out of the game cannot go back in. So you cannot take someone who might have gotten a concussion out of the game, put in someone else in his place, while you kind of try to figure out whether this player is concussed. And then, you know, ideally, if the player was not concussed, you would put him back in. That's something that happens in pretty much all other major sports, basketball, football.
Why doesn't it happen in soccer, then?
Well, in soccer, the argument against doing that is that soccer is a very fluid game. You know, you don't want to stop the game a lot because you would basically alter the result. That's the argument against it, but it doesn't really, you know, rise to the level of something more serious than protecting a player's health.
What do the stats show us? I mean, is there a high rate of concussions in soccer at youth level and professional?
Well, in the lawsuit that was filed this week in California, it's alleged that nearly 50,000 high school players here in the U.S. Suffer from concussions per year. And today I heard one of the top medical officials involved with FIFA say that by his estimation, there's a concussion that happens on a soccer field every 20 games. So it would seem that the numbers would argue for taking a more serious approach towards handling concussions on the soccer field. But, you know, I think soccer has changed recently, its rules. For example, when it comes to the use of technology to be able to tell if a ball has crossed the line and for a goal or not. It took decades for soccer's governing officials to decide, well, yes, we could do that and not alter the game. So I think in the long term, soccer can change its rules in concussions. My bet is that it will, but it's probably going to take a little while before it does.
The World Soccer Guy, William Troop. Thanks, William.
You're welcome.
What do you think? Should pro soccer change its rules to allow temporary substitutions when a concussion is suspected? Let us know at PRI.org.